स्मार्ट कास्ट आप सुन रहे हैं HD स्मार्ट कास्ट और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन।
हाय, माय नेम इज स्तुति घोष एंड दिस इज मेरा वाला ग्रीफ, अ पॉडकास्ट फॉर एनीवन डीलिंग विद लॉस। आई रिसेंटली लॉस्ट समवन वेरी क्लोज टू मी। आई एम अ रेडियो प्रेजेंटर, अ फिल्म क्रिटिक, basically someone who's never short of words. And yet when it came to expressing myself, to talk about death, loss and grief, kuch samajh hi nahi aa raha tha, shabd hi nahi the. In this podcast, every week, I speak to someone who has gone through this pain. Kehte hai na, jis pe beetti hai, wo samajh sakta hai. और चाहे कहीं हम सबको लगे कि बहुत पर्सनल है मेरा वाला ग्रीफ, येट इट्स यूनिवर्सल। इट्स समथिंग एवरीवन गोज थ्रू एंड ट्राइज टू डील विद इन देयर ओन वे। थ्रू दीज कॉन्वर्सेशंस वी ट्राई एंड डीकोड ग्रीफ एंड व्हाट डज इट रियली मीन टू लिव आफ्टर द लॉस ऑफ अ लव्ड वन।
ग्रीफ, डेथ, ये ऐसा सब्जेक्ट होता है ना जिसके बारे में बात करना बहुत मुश्किल होता है। बट आज के एपिसोड में आई हैव समवन वेरी स्पेशल। नाउ इफ यू हैव बीन क्लोजली फॉलोइंग बांग्ला सिनेमा, देन शी इज अ हाउसहोल्ड नेम, राइट? आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट स्वस्तिका मुखर्जी। थैंक यू फॉर डूइंग दिस, स्वस्तिका।
थैंक यू सुति, लवली टू सी यू आफ्टर सो मेनी मंथ्स, बट इट सीम्स लाइक ages.
Absolutely, because, I know,
yeah,
and it's still with this screen between us, yeah. But I think, yeah, we're both getting used to this. Yes. Swastika, as you all know, is a phenomenal actress. She's won awards, critical acclaim, been part of some of the biggest films, and if you haven't seen her lovely Bangla films, then she's become everyone's favorite as Dolly Mehra in Patal Lok. So, you know, that of course gave her a pan-India, introduction, as it were, to all of us, to this talent house that she is. Swastika, the first thing that I will ask you is, and I will, yes, continue from the conversation that we had the other day,
yes,
how we both hate the phrase, be strong.
Yes. Yeah.
Kya matlab hota hai when we get those condolence messages, and I know they're all well wishers, they mean,
yes,
but somehow this phrase be strong gets to me and it gets, yes, to you, and I want to know from you.
Yes, I know that, you know, people who are sending be strong messages have our best interests at heart, and they are our well wishers or our friends or acquaintances. Mm. बट वो जो समय है जिसमें से हम जा रहे हैं, आई थिंक दिस मैसेज बी स्ट्रॉन्ग रियली प्रिक्स यू, बिकॉज मुझे लगता है कि मुझे स्ट्रॉन्ग नहीं बनना है, मुझे वीक बनना है, मुझे डिपेंडेंट होना है, एंड आई डोंट नो, आई जस्ट फील वेरी एंग्री बिकॉज me or you or any other person who is going through the loss of a parent, I would say, of course, I mean, every loss is a loss, whether it's, mm, friends or, mm, relatives or, you know, extended family, but losing a parent, that's the worst kind of feeling, and it's the worst fear that you,
yeah,
you know, you come एकदम, मतलब क्या बोलूं मैं, इट्स द वर्स्ट काइंड ऑफ फियर दैट यू कम अक्रॉस और यू आर जस्ट हिट विथ, बिकॉज ऑल आवर लाइव्स वी कीप टॉकिंग अबाउट इट, वी कीप डिस्कसिंग इट, दैट यू नो व्हाट विल हैपन व्हेन वी लूज आवर पेरेंट। आई मीन वी आर वेरी स्केर्ड एंड वी आर वी फियर दैट मोमेंट, एंड व्हेन इट अराइव्स, आई थिंक वो जो 7-10 दिन चलता है ना कि you know, doing all the, you know, all the cremation work and then, mm-hmm, preparing for the shraddh, and, you know, people come and a lot of people call and they are extending their wishes and their warmth. So wo ek machine ki tarah chalta hai wo 7-10 din. It hits you when all that work and that, you know, you work like a machine or a robot for those 7, yeah. 10 or 13 days, according to, you know, rituals and rules that every family has. But after all of that is over, then it hits you. The
yeah.
sannata and the darkness and the emptiness of the house. And you know you have no other option than to be strong. So tab lagta hai ki mujhe ye sunna nahi hai, ye message mujhe dekhna nahi hai, ye lecture mujhe janna nahi hai. So if you're losing one parent and the other one is there, then people will keep telling you,
take care,
be strong, take care for your father, yeah. or be strong yeah. for your mother, or be strong for the rest of the family. So when do I get the chance yeah. to be weak?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be weak. You know, I want other people to take care of me then. I want to do something or anything that will give me, you know, that solace or, you know, just take me away from that yeah. zone for even if it's for a few minutes or hours. And majorly you get to hear, be strong.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
mujhe to chid aata hai bahut. Gussa bhi aata hai, but I don't know.
No, you're very right. Actually, I have to say this. This is why Swastika is my favorite. This disarming honesty with which she will just tell you what she's feeling, what she thinks. And there are so many important things that you've said. I'll pick on each one of them as we go along this conversation. But sabse pehle jo aapne ye baat boli, you know, this is so true. It's something that even I get very irritated with. Be strong for so and so. You have to, yeah. you know, everything's on you now. But aapne bola, then when do I get to be weak?
Yes.
Now, for people like us, you know, you are an actress. You literally live and thrive in public gaze. Everyone, you know, is looking at you, the paparazzi, the media, your fans, people around you. You are the Swastika Mukherjee. When you have such a huge setback, you lost your mother in 2015.
Yeah.
And imagine you've lost your mother. You, like you said, I mean, I'm sure you just want to break down.
Yeah.
And yet you have to keep up
yeah.
this image of being strong because yeah. that is what is expected of you.
Yeah.
How did you manage that? Because that was your first encounter with something like this.
Yeah. You know, when we discuss these things, many a times we say, or I've seen it happening with other family members and friends, that, you know, if your parent is ailing for a long time, society comes up with these statements that, you know, you are prepared
yeah.
because your parent is ailing for a long time. You know, it's approaching and you're prepared. I lost my mother without any preparation. She had got jaundice and she got admitted to the hospital, and the doctors had told us that she can go back home in 3-4 days' time. And in 3 days' time, she slipped into coma and she never came back home. But what I've realized is that whether your parents, you know, they are ailing or they are very old, you know, or they are young enough to leave, you are never prepared.
Yeah.
You're never prepared. You can never prepare for your parents leaving you.
Yeah.
Whether it's happening in an hour, whether your parent is, you know, dying in their sleep, or your parent is 90 years old, you're never prepared. Because when my mother was in the ICU, there was another very old woman, almost, she was above 90 years. And I, every day when I was going to the hospital, I could see the family members of that 90-year-old woman coming and asking and pleading with doctors that, "Ma, bari chole jete parbe to." So, you know, they were still hoping that they can take
Chirika, yeah.
their mother home, who was above 90, has lived her life. And maybe, you know, doctors were saying that even if she goes back home, she will be in a very sad state. I mean, it's better for her to leave. But as children, you will still want your parents to come back to you, come back home. And even if she is in a vegetable state, she's alive. So you don't want to let go of your parent or your loved ones. So I have just understood that, you know, how much ever we discuss about this and we know that, you're prepared. You know, my father died of cancer and in just like 3 months' time. And the doctor kept on telling us he has 10 days left. He has 15 days left. So prepare yourself, prepare yourself. You are just not prepared.
Just not prepared.
You know, you're never prepared until that last moment. You will try your level best. You know, do whatever you can. Do things that you cannot. Yeah. Impractical things, and still you would want to hold on to them and make sure that, you know, they live. So, a lot of discussions happen, but I think you're just not prepared. And also another thing, Stuti, ye baar baar hum log ek dusre se kehte hai aur ye sunte bhi hai ki, time heals everything. I think this is the most bakwas statement that we hear, and the most bakwas statement that we also share with people. I think time heals nothing. You just learn to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, you get into the practice of coping up on a daily basis that you are on your own and you don't have your parents to fall back on. And you just learn to deal with it and cope up with it. And wo khud ko samjhana padta hai har roz that this has happened to me and I need to live my life with this. Aisa nahi hota hai ki aap subah ek din uth ke aapko lagega ki acha chalo ek saal ho gaya ya 5 saal ho gaya ya 7 saal ho gaya hai and I am cool with it. You know, it's okay that my parents are gone. It's been almost what, 7 years
for your mother now. And
yeah, but for everything, you know, that tick happens in my mind that if she was there, maybe she would have said this, she would have done this. Every time, you know, I'm eating lunch or dinner and my cook fucks up with something, immediately that thing comes that agar maa hoti, so she would have known, you know, yeah. What, it can
what
be something
be done,
as stupid
be, yeah.
As some spice, which yeah. spice to give or how to cook
yeah.
A chicken yeah. in some other way or, you know, it is the simplest of things on a daily basis that keep reminding you their absence.
Yeah.
So
life
you,
without them is unthinkable.
Yeah, you just, and for everything, I have also, you know, observed myself and I've realized that for everything, I keep talking about my father. For everything.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, I had gone to the Indian Coffee House in Kolkata. And if I was there for like half an hour, 20 minutes, I was talking about my father, what all he has told me about the place. And, you know, it's just kind of reliving whatever they have told you. So you're never out of that bubble. It's a weird and peculiar situation.
You know, that's so true. Like, since we're trying to decode grief here, so I'm talking about these things. It's been 7 years you lost your mother. For your father, it's been a year, a little more than a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, little more.
And I it's been 1 month since I lost my father. And you're so right that you spend more time with them in your head now than when they were there.
Yeah.
So now
true.
When I am eating something that he would like or go to a place that we would visit together, I just all the time just obsessed with how he would react, what he would say. But you know, now since you spoke about ki samay sab theek karta hai, time heals, and you're very true when you say ye bakwas hai. Mere liye khair, it's very raw. I don't know. I'm trying to understand from what you because you're dealing with two very different kinds of grief.
Yeah.
One was 7 years back. Of course, you lost your mother. Huge, huge setback. But back of your mind, some cushion, because you had your father with you still.
Yeah, true.
And it's now been 7 years. Then you lose your father. Yeah. It's been a year. Both your parents are gone. Yeah. Your father is more recent. कोई फर्क है क्या दोनों ग्रीफ में? How you process it? How you get affected by it? Is there a difference?
I think tend to miss my father more. I think that's the only difference.
Did you notice this? Do you feel guilty that I'm missing my father more now than my mother? Or
no,
in your head, what
is happening? For me, my mother passing away was a very big practical loss and problem for me. You know, I'm still finding things that I have not found for the last 7 years. Like, some bank locker keys. I'm still finding them. I haven't still found some bank locker keys because I have no idea. I mean, I've looked everywhere possible. Then maybe some, you know, contract paper, some document, something. For my mother to me, I mean, she took care of everything.
Everything.
I didn't even know my debit card PIN number. So I was so dependent on her. I used to, even if I was going for shopping, I used to call her and tell her that, tell me the PIN because I have forgotten, or I just didn't bother to remember because I knew she was there. After she died was the first time I heard that ghar mein chai patti nahi hai, ya doodh nahi hai, ya chini nahi hai, ya chawal le aana padega. You know, these things, it was the first time I heard after my mother died. So I was oblivious to these home domestic stuff because everything she was taking care of, she was taking care of my accounts, banks, paisa kahan pe hai, ya, you know, even my shooting continuity clothes. I used to just call her and tell her ki wo film shoot ka wo jo sari I had taken back home, you know, wo chahiye, wo white color mein red dots hai. So I knew that she would, it would take her a second to get it out. So it was like a huge blow because I felt like I'm stranded in a situation I know nothing about. I don't know where my keys are kept, where what all things are kept, you know, everything that goes on in a kitchen, father's account details, locker keys, ghar ka chabi, gaadi ka papers, like, you know, you just don't know anything. So my focus was to,
in a way, mothers are indispensable. You can't,
yeah, you know, get into that mode of keeping the the fish shop ka number abhi phone pe rakhna hai, dhobi ka number abhi phone pe rakhna hai, cook ka number phone pe rakhna hai. So it was all kind of arranging my life together. And so a lot of, you know, just after she passed away for a few months, I was just very focused on trying to find things that would make my life not better, I can survive.
But just get you, help you get a hold on your life.
Yes.
Because you
so I would, so, yeah. Yeah, I would know what I need to do, whom I need to call, and, you know, all of that. And so that was a different kind of a situation. And also, you know, with for me, I was always calling, and even if, you know, my father used to pick up the call, I used to tell him, Ma ko phone do.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
I used,
you know,
to do the
and
same
my,
thing. Oh God, yeah.
My mother at times used to get so angry and tell us that, can't you all, like, just have that much of decency to say hello, Baba, or hi, or what are you doing, or are you okay? I mean, there was no conversation happening with him directly. It was always via Ma. So we have laughed over it. We used to laugh over it. And for everything I know, you know, my mom used to tell me that you are, you know, you've still not grown up. You know, you have no maturity. You don't take care of your things. Main jab nahi rahungi, to dekhna kya hota hai tum logo ka.
That's intense.
So, and then of course I realized after she went away that she said that, you know, you people need to grow up and take care of your things and responsibilities. You all don't know, ghar mein aake chappal idhar bag udhar tum aise rehte ho jaise hotel mein ho, kuch khud bhi pata nahi tum logo ko, jab main nahi rahungi tab dekhna. And I used to keep on telling her that are you are so young, you will take so many years to die, by that time I will learn. And like this, she was gone. So, you know, that grief was different. And because she was not there for the next 5 years or 5 years only, I cling to my father the way I hadn't ever communicated with him for the rest of my life. And he also got, he was then in direct communication with me. News was not reaching him via my mother.
Yeah.
You know, he got very involved with my work. And so much of discussion was happening about work, you know, that, you know, I was doing something in Bombay and there was a shift for my career. So it was just, you know, like he used to call me almost like 10 times in a day if I was not in Kolkata. Like, you know, if you're going for a meeting, come out of the meeting and share with him what happened. If audition went okay or good or some confirmation happened or just normal daily things, some jhagda he has had with the cook or driver has not come for 2 days or, you know, all the domestic stuff. So my communication with him for the last 5 years happened like he's the only go-to person, like holding on to him like the world is going to end tomorrow. And then when he passed away, that grief was like so much of vacuum and you don't know what to do with it. And last year he just passed away and in a week's time the lockdown happened. So I still feel that I have not got the time to grieve enough. Because with the lockdown this year, we know that if a lockdown happens, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to handle it? Pros, cons, deliverables, etc., etc. Last year, it was like something fell on our head. So there was no time. I was stuck in Bombay, had to procure, you know, food and take care of my daughter.
Initially, the first thing that hits you actually are these practical things. Na? They draw your attention.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and if you're the responsible one or if you're the only one who's in control, really, you get your time to heal or your time to grieve comes kafi baad mein, because you're just subsumed by, you know, all that's happening.
Yeah, and so, also, you know, because we stay in a flat, it's not like a 2-3 story building that you can just take his things and put in a room or matlab first floor mein sab cheeze rakke band kar diya darwaza, like we see it happening in a lot of films that all their stuff is kept in one room locked and you're not like really opening it and checking it out every day. But we stay in a flat. I've stayed with my parents forever. So his things are all lying around. I mean, chashma pada hai, hairbrush pada hai.
What happens now when you see this? Just say, aapne bola, this is a very, very important point. Things that you associate with that loved one, with the person who's gone, ghadi, chashma, kuch bhi, what happens to you when you see it now?
I have, you know, it took me a year, Stuti. I couldn't give his worn clothes for a wash or to the dryers and cleaners for a year. They were still hanging in the almira or in the bathroom where he used to hang his clothes, whatever he had worn before he got bedridden, they were still hanging there. And every time I was using the toilet, I could see the clothes and everything hanging right there in front of me. And every time I thought that I'm going to, you know, take them down and give them to the dryers and cleaners so I can give them off to somebody or do something, I just didn't have the strength to do it. So this year, I think sometime around March, after his, you know, his barsi was over, I took down the clothes and I gave them for cleaning, and I was still sniffing them.
Yeah, yeah, because that, you miss that smell, yeah, and that touch. Yeah.
There was nothing. I knew, I mean, you know, the smell will not be there for a year. Still, you know, I know in my head, I know that it's not there, but I was still sniffing the clothes and sniffing it like, you know, the dogs sniff bombs. Like just trying to find something. And I just kept on telling my daughter that this is the last, you know, this is the last something that I had attached, you know, myself with. Because once they come back clean, it is, you know, that his touch will be gone. So, yeah, I think, you know, yeah, I mean, this is what I was telling, ki aapko, aap seekh jate ho, ki ye sab ke saath rehna hai. I still couldn't put his glasses in a box. They are still lying on, you know, his bedside table. So everything is there. His clothes are also there in the almirah. We also have our clothes there. So anytime I'm opening them, I get to see his stuff. And if you're living in a house for 20 years, kahan kahan se kya utha ke aap kahan rakhoge?
It's their house.
Yeah. Woi tum matlab bedside table se utha ke tum kisi aur table ke upar rakhoge ya bathroom se lekar aap almira ke andar rakhoge, itna hi kar sakte ho. And I've been thinking for so long that, you know, I have the numbers, I'll call up the NGO and I'll give his stuff away. But why every day I think, and it's just the material
your that way of, is yeah, there holding on.
And you just want to hold on to it. And I don't know, I just keep asking my friends this a lot, that are you people like bored out of your mind? Because any discussion happens, I just tend to talk about him majorly.
Yeah.
And then when I realize that, you know, I'm doing it for a considerable amount of time, I just keep asking them that, guys, are you all like bored? I mean, just tell me, okay, just lift up your hands and tell me you need to stop, because I don't realize that I'm just keeping on talking about him. So yeah, grief, I think, comes to us in very different ways. And also, you know, I feel that there's no like structure. Or aisa nahi hai ki every day you're sad. Or, you know, every day you're in a bad mood or you're sulking. In extremely happy, joyous moments, and, you know, there are people around you and something comes to your mind and you want to cry and die. You don't want to look strong and be strong. And it comes in at very odd hours. And you have no control over it. It's going to happen to you even after, I think, 7-8 years, that all of a sudden, you know, something triggers. You also don't know why suddenly you remember that thing.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, it's not in sync with what is happening around you. But I mean, you know, I was just talking to my therapist a few days back that anything good happens, like, you know, you're winning an award, or, you know, your film does very good in a film festival, or your show is a hit, or, you know, you're doing a big show for Netflix, or, you know, somebody is very happy with your audition, or it can be anything work-wise. I just don't feel that amount of happiness. You know, half of my head keeps telling me I should be really joyous and I should, you know, call my friends and have a drink and, you know, just feel so happy that I've achieved this. And the other half is just telling me that it's so pointless. I mean,
they're not here to see it.
You don't share it with the most important people in your life. And your parents are most happy with your achievements. You know, something great happens to me work-wise. If I share it with my daughter, she'll just say, oh, ma, it's lovely. Who all are there in the cast? and you know maybe she'll be excited wo naam sunne ke baad ki ye bhi hai wo bhi hai, you know, that the excitement is like that. It's not what your parents would feel because you know it's an achievement.
So
I just keep thinking that, you know, I'm doing such good work in Bombay, and my father always used to push me to, you know, go out of my comfort zone and, you know, cross over the boundary and do something, you know, for a larger audience. Sab kuch hua, but just timing ekdam pura garbad ho gaya. So it just keeps, that bell just keeps ringing in my mind for everything. And you know, there's, I think it's very important for people to take time out and grieve.
Have you managed to do that? Have you cried your heart out? Have you howled?
अरे ये कमबैक कोविड ने चांस ही नहीं दिया यार. Last year से कुछ ना कुछ चलता ही रहता है. First there was a lockdown, then after you know I this entire lockdown scenario changed. Between lockdown also Patal Lok released, Dil Bechara released. So there was so much of work, and then there was so much of work because people were just not working for 6 months that I just didn't get time. It was just, I was just working like a machine, and I was so happy that it's happening that I'm so dead tired when I go back home that empty room is not in my head anymore.
You know, I have to say this, you know, to everyone, that you have been doing such great work during this period, using your influence, your reach, and genuinely invested into this whole rescue process. You're retweeting requests and you're ensuring health beaches to those who want. And this is draining job, and it requires a lot of commitment. We have to be honest, not a lot of people are doing this. People who have far greater, higher reach are not doing this. You are doing this. And like you said, you just lost your father last year. Then this whole thing started, lockdown, corona, the rumor that it was. And then this particular phase with what is being called the second wave and this absolutely tsunami of bad news that we kept getting, you know, every time you open your Facebook or Twitter, there's somebody who's passed away, there's some condolence message that you're writing. When you were helping those people, and this is, I mean, I'm just, it's a very basic human question. You have lost both your parents. You're trying to help people.
Yeah.
Were you trying to heal a part of yourself? Was that happening? Because I'm sure you would get requests about somebody asking something for their father or their mother.
It was, you know, it was happening all the time. I mean, I think from mid-April till now, things have become a little better now. There's enormous crisis of blood, as I was telling you. And Stuti, really, I did not sleep for more than 2-3 hours for the last 2 months. I mean, I was just on social media trying to do everything possible. And I have like this big a list of volunteers whom I can approach, you know, and they all have my numbers. I have given off my numbers to so many strangers, and we've been trying to do whatever I can. It was, you know, just like if somebody becomes well and goes back home. I mean, that one message from a family or a daughter or a wife or a mother, whoever it is, that, you know, this case is solved, not because the person has died. That was also happening a lot. You know, messages were coming, this case is done or solved. And I personally inquired that, solved as in how? Have you all got the bed? Is the person recovering? And many a times I've heard that, ma'am, the patient has passed away. And they were closing the case, or they were just saying it's done with. But even if, like, you know, 3 out of 10 times, if they said that recovery is happening, or I have, you know, all the appeals that I've shared across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I have personally DM'd them, or I've called up the volunteers to ask, even after a month, to check how the patient is. And many a times they've said, ma'am, we have got, even, you know, fundraisers, ma'am, we have got the money, Baba ghar vaapas aa gaye hai, yeah, mom is better, or, you know, we are okay. And a lot of times they have personally reached out saying, whoever was in the hospital has come back home. So do I could just relate to that coming back home thing, because that is what you want. If if your parent or your loved one is the hospital, you just you keep thinking, home. When can they go back home? And there are things that I just completely keep shut in my mind. I mean, there are doors that I don't want to unlock. And I just don't do it because I thought that's the best way you can, you know, cope up with. You don't want to go and relive the memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now when I'm talking to you and, you know, what I remember, you know, the last words that my mother used to tell us before she slipped into coma. Every time we were going to the hospital, those 3 days, we've been in the hospital only. There's no coming back home other than Ratko. She kept on telling us, ghar kab vaapas ja sakti hu? Ghar kab jaan, ghar kab leke jaoge tum log mujhe? So, you know, they also get into the thing of, you know, even my father, the 10, 12 days he was in ICU, every time we were going and meeting him, morning, afternoon, evening, I was there in the hospital at times till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. The only thing he used to say is, amake bari nahi hai chal. So, that's the only thing I think people who are in the hospital, they just want to go home. And, you know, it becomes difficult to make them understand that, you know, you need this amount of oxygen or this treatment is going on. I mean, why are you behaving like a kid? You've just come yesterday.
Yeah.
You'll go back home. We'll take you back home. But hota hai na ki, they don't want to, they become a child.
Yeah.
The only question they have, they are not, my parents were never asking me that, you know, reports kya hai, ya doctors kya bol rahe hai, ya what is going on. They are least interested to know about their health condition. The only thing they want to know is, mujhe ghar jana hai.
Yeah.
Ya aap log leke jao, ya doctor ko manao, ya kuch bhi karo. But mujhe yahan se nikalo, hospital se mujhe ghar jana. So I was just, you know, my daughter was telling me that, Ma, you're going to fall sick and, you know, you're just so consumed with this entire volunteering work. But for me, I just wanted to hear, even if it was for after a week or 3 days or 10 days or whatever, ki, ma'am, we have come back home. So, and they are all strangers. I don't even know whether I'll ever meet them in my life. So many of them I have not even spoken. You know, I don't know how they sound. Yeah. It's just happening on messages or DMs. And they still send me messages saying that Baba has sent a lot of blessings, ma'am. He's recovered. He's doing well. So, I mean, I think, you know, you're just happy that somebody's parent is alive.
Yeah.
But a peculiar thing also happens, Stuti. I will tell this. You know, people can judge me or they can hate me for saying this. But at times you also feel angry. You know, I have said this.
Coming to that,
I have said this to a friend. And after, I think, 5-10 minutes, I was so miserably sorry. I also said that I'm so sorry because I just said something so stupid and I sounded so wrong. But wo mere muh se nikal gaya ki acha tumhare parents bhi zinda hai, tumhare bibi
sabke wapas aa rahe hain, why not?
Mere parents ko hi marna tha kya? So you also, you know, you just, now it doesn't happen so much, but initially, you know, people post pictures with their parents on Facebook or some birthday of parents or some celebration or koi celebration nahi aise hi aise hi kisi ne dal diya,
but
know, some pictures wo jo mujhe gussa aata tha na ki are sabke parents zinda hai, mere parents koi kyun marna tha. You feel that anger and that despair and the helplessness. And मैंने मुंह पे बोल दिया था. I realized in, you know, like 5 minutes time that I shouldn't be saying this because it just sounds wrong. I would prefer everybody's parents to live forever. But
I know, I know, no, no, no.
You know, कि तुम्हारे तो चारों parents जिंदा है. मेरे कोई मरना था क्या?
You know, anyone who has gone through what we have, who's lost a parent, lost a loved one, will understand this. And that's why I think conversations like this are important, because we don't talk about grief. I used to feel guilty about this feeling, this exact feeling. कि पता नहीं दूसरे ऐसा feel करते हैं नहीं, but 5 minutes के लिए वो गुस्सा तो आता है. 5 minutes के लिए you ask why me? क्या गलती हो गई? You know, sometimes I even get angry on my father. Why could he not fight like that one day? Why didn't he fight? And why didn't he just, you know, come out? But you know, it's
you just feel किसी और का कुछ होता मेरा नो एक कोई जिंदा रहना चाहिए था. यू नो मदर पास्ट अवे फादर शुड हैव बीन देयर. देयर आर पीपल हुज एंटायर फैमिली इज अलाइव. कैसे हो सकता है यार? आई मीन व्हाई एम आई गोइंग, आई एम द ओनली पर्सन गोइंग थ्रू दिस. आई एम श्योर दैट देयर मस्ट बी थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल फीलिंग द सेम वे, बट एज ह्यूमन बींग्स यू feel that despair, and then I stopped being so harsh on myself.
Exactly. Now, I'm so glad you said this, and very brave of you. And anyone who's going through this, has gone through this, will understand what you're saying. We're all there. We've been there, and we're feeling this. You know, there's so much still to talk about, and yet it's so difficult. I'm struggling. But
I know, Stuti, you're having. I think you should have just done this after a few months, because it's just a very bad, helpless time for you. I mean, I
also think this is the only way, probably, that I'm also trying
important.
To cope and understand.
I think you feel better if you talk. That is also difficult. At times you don't want to talk, but I think it feels better to talk. And I just keep saying this so many times to everybody. Even I share posts that, you know, there's no problem and no harm in feeling weak, and just ask for help if you need it. There's no shame in it. There's no guilt in it. You're unable to cope up with. If you need help, it can be a family member, a friend, a stranger you just met on social media. You can, your psychiatrist, your therapist, doctor, whoever it is. If you need help, just ask for it, because it becomes very difficult to handle everything and, you know, just be that strong man or woman. There's a lot of this social pressure and peer pressure, but I feel as an individual, you need to realize that it's not tattooed on our forehead or anywhere that you are supposed to be this strong Wonder Woman who has to handle every goddamn thing in the world and yet come out powerful and, you know, I have done it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary, and it's just, you know, drilled into you, and then you start living in that mindset that, you know, I am strong. People expect me to be strong and I can deal with anything that is going in my life, and I will not reach out to anybody, and damage yourself in the process so much so that you reach a point of no return.
No return. Yes.
Yeah. So just,
this is, I think, very, very sensible advice. And that's what I'm saying. I find it helps me heal talking to people who've actually gone through this. And they are the only ones, I think, who understand me and understand this language of grief. Swastika, it has been an absolute pleasure, as always. Even though we spoke about something as grim and sad as losing a parent and dealing with death, but, you know, the honesty with which you've spoken straight from the heart, I think a lot of people will benefit.
I think, you know, people, if whoever is hearing us or, you know, will see this, I think, you know, if they can relate, and I'm sure they will maybe, you know, try and be less harsh on themselves. It's happening with you. Tumhare saath bhi ho raha hai, mere saath bhi ho raha hai, kisi aur ke saath bhi ho raha hai. And as human beings, we go through the same process. I mean, I just, you know, keep thinking that we are in the same boat. We are just drowning differently. So people maybe, you know, feel less guilty for feeling a certain kind of thing in a certain kind of way. So
absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Swastika Mukherjee.
Please don't thank me. And I just hope we meet soon after this lockdown and COVID.
A giant virtual hug, but when we meet, I'm going to give you one tight hug. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you, Stuti, for reaching out. And whenever you need, I'm there, just a call away. So
absolutely. Thank you. And thank I hope you. All of you have really benefited from this conversation. Like I always say, take your time. It's okay to grieve. And like Swastika said, you don't have to be harsh on yourself. Do what you need to do. Take as much time as you want to heal and to grieve. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can listen to us on hdsmartcast.com and on other leading audio platforms. Always remember, there's no hurry. It's okay to grieve. So take your time. In case you want to stay in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook at the rate RJSTUTEE or on Instagram at the rate Stuti Ghosh. To watch the video of this episode, you can check out the HD Smartcast and Fever FM YouTube channels. We are also present on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. For more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. और सुनो नए नजरिए से.
आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये था Fever FM Production. HD Smartcast.